ATF Wire presents War Stories, a fan fiction podcast.
Hello, everyone, and this is Megatron. Welcome to TF Wire's War Stories, Episode 2. Today, I'll be reading a small fanfic from Mighty Moose 22. It is titled G1 Spinoff Fanfic. Part 1, The Last Stand. Let's roll. Rodimus Prime's solemn words fall to the barren dust bowl of a valley below, loud enough to pick up a slight echo, but far too quiet to be heard by the crowd acting out the scene of a carnage beneath them, where the remaining few Autobots desperately struggle to hold their position against the steadily advancing wave of Decepticons. Standing atop a rapidly growing embankment of the inert, lifeless bodies of their deactivated brethren, he turns away from the cliff face and walks back to his mark, knowing full well that he is in no fit condition for the job he is about to undertake. These last few weeks have seen the war escalate to a level far beyond anything experienced by any previous generation of Autobots, with the Decepticons in relatively small numbers, perpetuating a non-stop assault, and cutting down any and all life forms that are brave or stupid enough to oppose them. Even the call for reinforcements from Cybertron, Athenia, and Junkion only delayed the Decepticons' victory by a matter of days, and they presented Galvatron with the satisfaction of extinguishing more life sparks. Rodimus knows of Galvatron's newly found strength all too well, having just barely survived their previous encounter. If it weren't for a certain Autobot pulling him out of the war zone at the last second and carrying his unconscious shell back to the Ark, Rodimus himself would surely be currently counted among the dead. That was nearly a week ago now, and after watching every one of his friends and allies leave for the battlefield a long time ago, Rodimus realized that he could wait no longer. His strength is only a fraction of what it was the last time he entered the fray, and knows that he won't be returning from this one, but it is what he must do. It is the Autobot's last chance, one final journey into the gates of hell. Rodimus slowly climbs up and onto the trailer of the only other Autobot to have returned from the battle, the one who saved his life. Leans down and gives a tap to the side of the cab and is answered by a mighty awakening roar from the engine of Ultra Magnus, the only being he trusts in this time of panic, desperation, and betrayal. The battle-scarred truck and its passengers surge forward, and soon they are racing down the side of the valley at full speed. They hit a predetermined kick in the rock face and launch into midair, hurtling, spinning towards the commotion that takes place before them. Soaring clear over the heads of their last few surviving comrades, Rodimus fires a barrage of blaster shots directly at Galvatron before leaping from his position and taking his nemesis crashing to the ground with him. As Ultra Magnus plows sidelong into the remaining Decepticon ranks, Rodimus lies motionless on the cold, hard ground, unable to move after such a massive impact. "At least I was able to take Galvatron down with me," he says to himself. He opens his eyes to see the Decepticon leader standing over him, completely unharmed and cackling. "How did Galvatron get to be so powerful? What has happened in the last few weeks to make this fight so uneven?" In the background, he could see the back of Ultra Magnus, fully transformed, standing as a barrier between himself and the opposing army. "Magnus must have been fighting this war from the start and has survived it all, but even he can't win this on his own." Several seconds pass with no movement. "Why don't they attack? Is Galvatron that strong that the other Decepticons are merely here for the show?" Rodimus suddenly has his attention pulled away from his thoughts, and his focus shifts back to the large laser cannon that is now aimed directly at his chest and the matrix of leadership within. Part 2. The Right Place at the Right Time. Realizing that he is in no immediate danger from the Decepticon troops, Ultra Magnus turns and makes a break for Galvatron, throwing his massive frame at the evil leader and tackling him to the ground just as the split second that he fires off his shot at the fallen Rodimus Prime. Galvatron leaps to his feet, grabs the Autobot by his chest plate, and tears it clean away from his body.
I will rip your body apart, reach down into the center of your twitching corpse, and claim my trophy from your dismantled circuits.
Spare me the theatrics, Galvatron.
Ultra Magnus reaches out and grasps Galvatron by the leg, pulling him back down to the rock surface. They exchange blow after body, shattering blow, until suddenly Galvatron fires his cannon at Magnus's leg, severing it at the knee.
I took no pleasure from obliterating so many of your pathetic Autobot kin with a single shot. They were merely target practice. Even your strong and mighty leader, Rodimus Prime, gave me little satisfaction in his death. But you, Ultra Magnus, the Autobot's greatest warrior, you have been hit by my fire many times in the past battle, and have always come back for more. It seems that you may have been able to offer me some degree of a challenge. And now, finally, after so many of your brothers have died, here you are, the Autobot's last chance, the great white hope. I shall enjoy hearing your screams of agony as I slowly destroy you piece by piece.
Seething with fury, Ultra Magnus suddenly transforms into his white truck and hurtles into Galvatron. Knocking him on his back, quickly reverts to his robot mode and lands on top of him. Pummeling away at his chest, Galvatron tries to aim his cannon at the crazed Autobot, but it is swiftly hit back down by his side. Ultra Magnus then starts smashing his fist into the Decepticon leader's face, pounding repeatedly and relentlessly until there is nothing left but an unrecognizable pulp of metal dripping with oil. Ultra Magnus suddenly stops, noticing that his victim has not been fighting back, resisting, or moving at all for a while now. He looks up to see that the ranks of the Decepticons that had accompanied Galvatron into battle have since disappeared. Looking around, he notices the few surviving Autobots gathered around the body of Rodimus Prime and crawls over to inspect the state of his friend. He is lying lifeless. Galvatron's laser blast had taken off the left side of his face. Ultra Magnus just stares at the body for a while. A voice calls to him from somewhere.
What are we going to do? Who's going to lead the Autobots now?
I don't know. I really don't.
Ultra Magnus opens up his fallen leader's chest and removes the matrix.
I guess we'll just have to make sure we keep this safe back at the Ark until we can find out.
He sits back and opens up his own disfigured chest compartment and places the matrix inside for protection. From a few meters away, the body of Galvatron suddenly twitches and sends a cannon blast directly towards Ultra Magnus into the core of the matrix. There's a colossal explosion of blinding light, and Ultra Magnus loses consciousness. Suddenly, he finds himself flying down a hallway of strobing lights, as many giant faces glide toward him, and each shatter into a million pieces as he flies through them. He has a feeling that he recognizes some of them, but can't quite recall from where. The final face he sees as he stops drifting is one he knows all too well. Rodimus.
Yes, my friend, but I am no longer the Rodimus you once knew. I have many names and many faces. I am Rodimus, but I am also Optimus and Alpha Trion, and the collective wisdom of personalities of all who have come to bear and merge with the Matrix of Leadership.
This is the Matrix?
Yes, my friend. Every Autobot leader must make this journey at some point. But I'm no leader. I'm not the chosen one. I couldn't open the Matrix when the Autobots needed it most.
The head of Rodimus transforms into that of Optimus.
My old friend, I know you were to be leader when I handed you the Matrix. It was simply not the right time for you. At that time and in that situation, it was Rodimus whom the Autobots needed in order to defeat the threat of Unicron. But these are very different times, and the Decepticons have grown stronger than ever before. The Autobots need a strong warrior to lead them in the oncoming war.
But Galvatron is dead.
Awaken, Magnus Prime. Magnus opens his eyes to see the battlefield he left. He sits up slowly and looks around. He looks right to see that the other Autobots are all lying unconscious around the body of Rodimus. He looks left to see that the body of Galvatron is missing, and there is no sign of any other Decepticons. Magnus lies back as the words of Optimus echo in his mind.
The Decepticons have grown stronger than ever before. The Autobots need a strong warrior to lead them in the coming war. Awaken, Magnus Prime.
And that's the end of Mighty Moose 22's fanfic. And coming up next is a special guest spot reading for the reading by Newsy. So here she is.
Hi, this is Newsy from the AllSpark, and this is a challenge piece I wrote in January 2007. It's called Awaken. Awareness. How long have I been unaware? Where am I? Who am I? Dark, cramped. Where am I? I recall a master who kept me quite literally inside himself. Am I inside my master's housing compartment? It was dark and cramped there. But not this dark, not this cramped. Who am I? I am a Decepticon. This I cannot help recalling. Decepticon is programmed into my circuitry and branded on my housing. But I have an individual designation, a name. I have a name. How long has it been? So long that I have forgotten my own name? Voice. What is it saying? It is muffled, but still I hear words. Apparently I hear well. Explore, explore. Repair, repair. This is not a Decepticon voice. This is barely a sentient voice. A drone, then. What is it? Whose is it? Where am I? Who am I? Other voices. Blending voices. Some familiar voices. Megatron? Do I hear the voice of the great Megatron, leader of the Decepticons? A monotonous voice. A booming command. Ravage. Eject. Who is Ravage? Pushing forward. Contorting. Changing. Transforming. Why am I transforming? This is not my transformation. Who am I? The voice. It is Soundwave. Soundwave commanded ejection, and now I am ejecting. Knowledge. Certainty. I am Ravage. My master is Soundwave, loyal subject to the great Megatron, leader of the Decepticons, and I am Ravage. Light. Color. Ground. Unfamiliar ground. Landing on the hard, unfamiliar ground. Landing with four extremities. What is this form? What am I? My master will know. I will ask my master. If my other circuits work, my vocal circuitry must still function. What am I? I ask. But no words come. Only an otherworldly, hissing, growling, foreign sound. I try again. What am I? Again the hissing and growling. Fear floods my processor. A third time I repeat the question, this time louder and more insistent. My vocal apparatus produces a new sound. Still no words. The painful-sounding yowl. What am I? I try to find a reflective surface. Cybertron is full of reflective surfaces. Cybertron is home. This is not home. Everything here is shades of brown and green and white and rust. The only mildly reflective surface is the body of my master, Soundwave. My form is changed beyond recognition. I only vaguely recall my previous form, but this is not it. My body is sleek and low to the ground. My limbs all look roughly the same. They possess claws, but lack opposable digits. My hindquarters are burdened with weaponry. My head is the strangest of all, even stranger than my corrupted limbs. Small projections atop my head appear to house my aural sensors. My face is elongated. There is an odd bump below, in front of, and centered between my optic sensors. My mouth is wide and boasts sharp projections. What am I? What have I been rebuilt to resemble? Do I look like the native beings on this planet? What is this planet? Where am I? My master Soundwave will know all of this. good time, he will tell me if he chooses. When he tells me, when I have learned to harness the power of this strange new frame, I will earn respect from the inhabitants of this twisted landscape just as I earned the respect of the denizens of Cybertron. All I need know, I am Ravage. I am a Decepticon, and I am functional.
And this was the second edition of the TF Wire War Stories podcast. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys next week, or the week after. Megatron out.
The preceding story was not endorsed by Hasbro and is meant for entertainment purposes only. All fan fiction stories are copyrighted to their respective authors, and all fan fiction stories used within this podcast are used with permission from the author. This has been a TFWire.com production.